And this news broadcast is being brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. They're in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer and Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Huron County, a high-stakes criminal sexual conduct case is now locked into a jury trial. Mark Wesley Rolfe has pleaded not guilty to three counts first-degree criminal sexual conduct, with allegations dating back 2006 through 2008 in Bad Axe. The court has set a firm trial date for August 25th at 9 a.m. Pre-trial proceedings are on a tight leash, with the judge imposing strict guidelines for all motions, defense notices, and plea negotiations. After a specific cutoff date, only pleas to all counts and any habitual charges will be accepted, significantly narrowing the defendant's options. Adding to the pressure, prosecutors indicated that they might seek to add more charges and witnesses, potentially increasing the defendant's exposure. The defense, opting for a jury trial, has not yet requested a Walker hearing, signaling a direct challenge on the merits. Rolfe remains free on a $50,000 cash or surety bond, and this case is shaping up for a significant courtroom battle next summer. And Amy Jo Brilett, facing a cascade of felony charges, including larceny and financial transaction device offenses, has entered no contest pleas across two separate cases. The move sets the stage for a high-stakes sentencing where Brilett, already a habitual offender, could be looking at up to a life in prison for some counts. Crucially, any sentence handed down will run consecutive to her existing parole, meaning no credit for time already served. During proceedings, a somber moment as Brilett appeared remotely. She's navigating the recent loss of her mother, underscoring the personal toll of her legal battle. With full restitution agreed upon, the focus now shifts to Amy being in April of 27th of 2026. That's when the court will determine her ultimate fate, weighing sentencing guidelines against severe implications of Michigan's habitual offender laws. This case offers a stark look at the intersection of personal tragedy and the justice system. And Raymond Jean Parent was handed down a two-year probation sentence for felonious assault. Parent, who entered a no-contest plea, faces a 365-day jail term with 60 days already served. The remaining time is suspended, but only if he successfully navigates his probation. His key conditions are firm. Parent's prohibited from possessing any firearms, a point highlighted by a unique agreement permanently transfer family weapons away from him. He must also maintain absolute no contact with the victim in the case, staying at least 500 feet from her home or workplace. Acknowledging parents' military service, the courts opened the door for VA-provided services to fulfill his substance abuse and mental health services. This sentence underscores a clear message: comply or face the full weight of the remaining jail time. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back. We have two obituaries today. Shirley Blum, 91, of Elkton, passed away peacefully February 28th. She was born February 17th, 1935, in Berkeley, Michigan. On January 28th, 1953, she married Richard Sturgis. She is survived by her sisters, Donna and Betty, as well as her funeral services for Shirley will be on Wednesday, March 4th at 11 a.m. at the Free Methodist Church in Bad Axe, with burial following in Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation for Shirley will be at the church Wednesday, beginning at 10 a.m. till time of service at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and donations may be given to the Free Methodist Church of Bad Axe. Memories can be shared with family at RamseyFH.com. And Bernard Leese, age 80, formerly of Port Hope, passed away Thursday, February 26. He was born September 19, 1945, in Harbor Beach. He and Maxine Guitar were united in marriage on May 27, 1972. She preceded him in death on June 25, 1994. And Ben and Joanne Jeffers were united in marriage August 31, 1996, in Port Hope. Ben served in the U.S. Army during Vietnam. He is survived by his wife Joanne, his children Jennifer and Bernard, Juliet and Jill, his stepchildren, grandchildren, and 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ben will be Tuesday, March the 3rd at 11 a.m., at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Ben will be on Monday from 2 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home, and visitation on Tuesday will begin at 10 a.m. till time of service at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Veterans Foundation and or the Harbor Beach Local Outreach. You can share your memories with the family at RamseyFH.com.
Ashley's your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. Gallup's latest survey confirms that government poor leadership remains the primary concern for 29% of Americans. The sentiment has held steady for over a year, reflecting a divided domestic political landscape. Other major concerns identified by citizens include immigration, which saw a rebound to 20% in mentions, followed by the general state of the economy and inflation. These domestic issues continue to compete for attention, even as international conflict dominates the headlines. In the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps announced today that Strait of Hormuz is closed to all maritime traffic. They warned that any vessels attempting to cross the strategic waterway would be subject to attack. This closure has immediately impacted global energy markets, as the strait is a primary artery for oil and gas shipments. The move is a direct response to the U.S.-Israeli military offensive. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. They're in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer and Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, their member, FDIC.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.